time for the Dane Buy Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Hey, welcome in, everybody, to another Saturday here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Maybe you're catching the stream, devilradio927.com, or the Facebook Live on the Devil Radio page. We've got a big show for you today, kind of a different show. You know, normally each week we focus on each feature, each segment featuring a different business, having all kinds of people we talk to from different areas. Today we are going to go through some different topics, but stick with Colin Murray, and we welcome in Derek Peebles as well from the American Independent Business Alliance to really talk about local businesses, the Buy Local movement, and what some of the Buy Local organizations here in our area but around the country are all doing to prop up local businesses during this time. So we welcome in Derek now and Colin. Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for being on the show today. Appreciate it.
Good morning, Jason. Thanks for having us.
Good morning, Jason. Great to be here.
All right. Most of you who listen to the show know Colin. You know the one voice. Let's find out a little bit about Derek. Derek, tell people who you are and where you're from, what you're all about.
Yeah, Derek Peebles. I became the executive director of the American Independent Business Alliance back in July of 2019. So about a month or so, 2 months past my 2 year anniversary. And I am located in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I have resided in the Cincinnati area for about 13 years. And I grew up in Louisville, Kentucky, coming from parents of entrepreneurs and educators.
So Derek, we've kind of conversed before. Derek has been actively involved with AMIBA, like we said. That's kind of the acronym for American Independent Business Alliance. Colin and Derek know each other well, work together often. As we talk about, Derek, a little bit about the American Independent Business Alliance, we know a lot about Dane Buy Local around here. What is AMIBA all about? And tell us more about that.
Sure, happy to. So AMIBA was founded in 2001. And it was basically founded as an organization to build a movement that supports the development of locally owned and independent businesses. So in the past 20 years, AMIBA and its partners, a few things have helped form or grow more than 60 independent business alliances across the country that are geographically dispersed. These alliances, such as Dane Buy Local, around the country, they count for over about 60,000 local businesses as members, which we're all united in supporting in support of protecting local economies. And so together, collectively, over the years, we've helped promote the terms Buy Local and Local First. And we've helped, we've played a crucial role in helping those concepts and that language really become prevalent across the United States. We've demonstrated and we've publicized the importance of local businesses to our national economy through the local multiplier effect. Other efforts have included educating consumers and policymakers about how small businesses create sustainable jobs and how purchases from small businesses circulate and they multiply dollars in local communities, which is really the bedrock of a vibrant neighborhood. And so over the years, we've developed partnerships with key independent business associations, such as the American Booksellers Association. And we've worked closely with organizations to provide training and advocacy resources for local Main Street businesses and communities impacted by racism.
Yeah, it's a wonderful organization. Colin, tell us a little bit about how you first got Dane Buy Local connected with the American Independent Business Alliance.
Yeah, so as you may know, Dane Buy Local started in 2004, so about 3 years after AMIBA started. And one of our board members brought this issue to the table about joining AMIBA, and I didn't have any clue what that was at all when they brought that to the board to discuss. But it became apparent very quickly that it was something that we could jump on and help support that movement at the national level, but also gain some benefits as far as what we're doing here in Madison. So I believe it might have been 2006, maybe 2007, right in that area, is when we joined Amoeba and have been with them ever since.
Hey, Derek, talk to us a little bit about organizations like Dame by Local, ones around the other parts of the country that are really active in the organization, in Amoeba, and also really active in kind of promoting and boosting up their local businesses right where they are in the U.S.
Sure. You know, our local alliances are really the bedrock of what we do. I sit as the leader of Amoeba, which is a national organization, but it's really the local alliances that is what fuels the local economy movement. And so our alliances across the country that have been active, especially throughout the pandemic and over the years, of course, Dame by Local, but we also have Local First Arizona that has done a lot of great work. We have Local First West Michigan, which is one of our bigger alliances, Cambridge Local First, and many, many other alliances. We have the Austin Independent Business Alliance. And again, like I said before, we're all united in support of protecting local economies. And so it's really the alliance leaders that are on the ground that have direct contact with the business members. So they're really in tune with what's really happening. And so throughout the pandemic and the rollout of PPP, I was learning most of what was going on through our alliance leaders because they were on the ground. And so that's been very important, is to learn what's happening in other communities. And Amoeba as a convener really kind of creates the foundation for community and best practices to be shared, because these alliance leaders and their business members are able to come together. We're all able to convene and talk about what's happening around the country. And generally what happens with that is we have partners who are very connected in the political landscape. And so what we've done very well at, and what our alliances do very well, is that they're able to capture the stories of how our local businesses are really being impacted. And so, you know, the pandemic, the one thing I could say that really came out of the pandemic that I learned is that there's never been such a hyper awareness around the impact of local than what the pandemic really showed us. It really taught us how important it is to keep our local businesses open for the sake of our national economy. And so, again, you know, we're all united in support of that.
We're talking with Derek Peebles, the executive director over at the American Independence Business Alliance, and also Colin Murray, executive director of Dane by Local, right here in Madison, Wisconsin. Derek, as we talk about that, we're talking a lot about Amoeba right now. We're going to delve into some other topics too, but you're very active. You talked about the local alliances and how important those are. You're very active right there in Cincinnati, right, trying to do some things. So tell us a little bit more about what you're up to right in Cincinnati.
Sure. So, you know, my work around Cincinnati over the years, and kind of how I came to really know Amoeba, was through a project that I ran for about 4 years called the Economics of Compassion. And essentially that kind of formed as a ministry to really kind of look at spiritually how to rethink our economy. And so through that, we were able to gather a lot of leaders, a lot of neighborhood leaders, but most important, residents, to really change their mindset on the fact that they really have control and the power to do for themselves if they're all in agreement and all have a consensus of what a vibrant local economy looks like. So over the years, I would say after college, I started my career in banking, and I did small business banking and eventually did commercial banking. It was around 2009 when we had our economic crash, where all around the country, bankers were getting laid off left and right. And what I realized at that time was, all of the work that I had done as a banker, doing, you know, home equity loans, doing a little bit of financial advising, I realized that around 2009 that a lot of the loans that I'd written had defaulted. And I had to kind of check myself and really try to understand if I was doing what I was passionate about. And what I'm really passionate about is communities to be able to envision a future for themselves. So a lot of my work in Cincinnati has been at the intersection of having corporations and local communities work together for the purposes of increasing social capital. And so I've spent some time in academia. I worked at the Regional Economic Development Initiative. And again, you know, when we look at even local economic development, which is a huge factor in supporting local economies, when you look at economic developers across the country, the traditional model is to attract big multinational corporations to your community because the incentive is that it creates jobs. But what we've always known and what's always been a fact is that small businesses are really the job creators, and they're the sustainable job creators. And so my work before getting into Amoeba was really trying to encourage local economic developers to start focusing more on business retention, focusing on the businesses that are already there versus spending a lot of resources recruiting companies that are multinational in scope. And the result of that is when you focus more efforts on retaining businesses that are already there, again, that increases the local multiplier effect. The other side of that is encouraging consumers to buy local. And so my work has really just been cross-disciplinary and getting, breaking the silos, getting organizations that are involved in housing, talking to organizations that are involved in land use. And so that's been a lot of what my work has been around. And I've spent some time in academia as well.
A lot to get into there. And I want to give Colin a chance to chime in because he always has a great phrase about the local businesses and how their impact together as job creators. But we got to hit a break. We're talking with Derek Peebles, Executive Director of Amoeba, and Colin Murray, Executive Director of Dame by Local. More in just a minute.